People just need to sit their ass down and regroup sometimes. They be doing too much. They be tripping. That's crazy. Mimi JK, raw and uncut. Yeah. Some people got too many trust issues. They do, yo. Never ending drama. Never. Like, come on. Yes. People constantly challenging things that you say to them, right? When they know they wrong. Wrong as hell. Sometimes you just gotta chill. Chill out, yo. Raw and uncut. Your gut feeling sometimes. It never lies to you, man. You will never steer yourself wrong.
Sure won't.
Vibes of entrapment.
What?
Makes you unhappy. Leave that motherfucker alone, yo. Too comfortable to wearing a bonnet all day. Like, yeah, come on. Bitches is quick to jump to conclusions.
Always.
Niggas too, though. Crazy out here.
Hey everybody, and thank you for tuning in to Mimi JK's Raw and Uncut, the one woman show. Today we're going to talk about things that you need to know before dating a single mother. Okay, number one on this list is her kids will always come first, even before you.
Yes, they will.
People need to understand that. Some people get into these relationships with these women and they think their time is going to be solely spent on them. They are sadly mistaken because those babies always come first. But a single mother always makes time for what she wants to make time for. But her babies are number one on that list. Okay, number two, she doesn't necessarily come with baggage. Meaning there are two types of guys who shouldn't bother trying to date a woman with kids. One type is those who think a single mom will be easy to hook up with because she may be unstable and may be craving love. The second type is those who think a single mom has too much baby daddy drama and either stays away. Okay, and if you fall into those two categories, you don't need to date a single mother. You need to date a woman without children.
Right.
And in this day and age, I don't know how many you're going to find.
You ain't gonna find too
many. All right, number three on this list is she doesn't need saving. If you think a single mom needs saving, you're completely wrong. She doesn't need a guy to take care of her kids.
Not at all.
She's been doing it all along. On her own.
Exactly.
So she doesn't need you to save her. She just wants a companion. And that's normal for an adult to want. So don't treat her as if she needs to be saved. She doesn't need to be saved from anything. All right, number four on this list is liking kids is way different than raising them. You can love kids all you want, but unless you have your own, you just won't get it. If you feel the need to suggest ways she should alter her parenting and you just starting a date, you're probably going to find yourself on the curb somewhere. First of all, if you don't have kids of your own or anything like that, how are you to even try to question her parenting, period? And at the same token, if you're just meeting her and you're just starting a date and get to know her, what makes you think what you say isn't like gonna even affect her? Like, she doesn't want to hear it. She's been raising these children from day one by herself, which means she already knows what she's doing, kind of. And at the same time, at the same token, when you're a single parent or a parent in general, period, you learn as you go, you know? So don't try to put yourself in a position to get kicked to the curb. Okay. And number five on this list is leave all of your stupid questions out of your first date. Like, are you still in touch with your kid's father? Did you ever think about abortion? Do you still have feelings for the father? Like, no. Why are you asking me this? And why would abortion even come up in your vocabulary? That is not even any of your business. Right. And you're way out of line.
Out of line.
All right. Number six on this list is you have to learn not to be jealous.
Yes. Yes. When she's
ready to talk about her ex, and when you find out he's still in the picture, mm-hmm. don't be disappointed.
Right. You should be
if
happy.
Anything, you should be happy that her kids still have their father.
Exactly.
In their lives, you know? So you should be very supportive. Yes, that means if you ever meet him in the future, be nice. If you were the other man, you would feel reassured that your children is around someone that is genuine. And number seven on this list is she doesn't have time for games. Unless you're able to handle mature relationship, you should stay far away from a single mother. Single moms don't have time for games. The only game they play is Minecraft with their kids. If you still want to sow your wild oats or you have growing up to do, stay away. She's already raising children. She's not interested in mothering you too. Number eight on this list is you'll meet her kids when she's ready.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
You may totally be okay with her having kids. Maybe you even loved kids yourself and want a couple of your own someday. However, you need to understand that you most likely won't be able to meet her kids until she feels good and ready to let you. Don't be offended. She's actually being mature and not letting you rant any random guys in her kids' lives. Okay, number nine on this list is please don't assume you're getting any.
Right.
No, like seriously. This one is important. Maybe you've scored with other various dates, but most likely not this one. A single mom is usually a mature woman who's over that type of dating scene. Never ever go on a first date thinking you're going to get invited back to the house. Her kiddos are more important, and that's where her main focus is. If you're totally into her, go with the flow, and then when the time is right, maybe things will happen. Number 10 on this list is just say what you feel. Okay, maybe not on the first date, but whenever it's appropriate, let her know how you feel. If you're interested in her and developing strong feelings, tell her. Again, single moms don't play games. Be straightforward and don't beat around the bush. And that's it for today. And thank you guys so much for tuning in to Mimi JK's Raw and Uncut, the One Woman Show. We're working on the next show, which is on toxic relationships, where I have a co-host. His name is Maddox B. Mobley. I will be taking calls for this podcast. So please write this number down. The number for any stories that you have on toxic relationships that you want to be aired on the podcast, please give us a call at 215-666-7773. Again, it's 215-666-7773. You don't initially have to talk to me. You can call and leave a message, and I will then record the message for the podcast if you like. But when the lines are open, I'll actually let you guys know on Facebook or Instagram or in Twitter that I'm going to have the lines open for you guys to call in so we can take any stories you have on toxic relationships and how it affected you. Okay, so we're going to do, with that segment, we're going to do We're going to discuss about toxic relationships, and we're going to also discuss 10 ways that you can tell that you were the one that was toxic in that relationship. So please stay tuned, and thank you again for listening tonight, and I hope for you to listen again soon. Have a great night.
Yay!
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.